It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill is ideally suited, overlooking North Dublin Bay. When the weather is lovely, you can sit outside. And when the weather is not so lovely, it's really cozy inside. The food is great. The staff are great. The hotel is great, and if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message from a lady that we're referring to just as S, and S has a bit of an issue. Myself and my husband are all over the place over this. Our son came out when he was 18, and we've always been there for him and supported him. He's been in a relationship for the last 6 months, and we met his partner last week at his 21st birthday. His partner is 49, older than my husband, his dad. We're very open-minded, but this really hit us. Why would a 49-year-old man want to be with a 20-year-old? I find the whole thing very disturbing and can't help but feel that he's being manipulated by this man. It's keeping us awake at night. My son said that the age gap is normal. I'm sorry, but there's nothing normal about a man who's nearly 50 being in a relationship with my son. Can you find out what's going on here? Why can this old man not date? Why can this old man and men like him not date their own generation? Just call me S. So the young fella is, well, he's 21 now, but they've been going out since he was 20. And the old fella is 49, so he'll be 50 next year.
I'm shocked. I'm going to have a little rant here now.
You're shocked.
I'm shocked. So this was put up on our Facebook page about an hour and a half ago, as our team does every day to discuss what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives us a feel of what all your opinions are. And Amanda's just told me 90% of those of you who commented on her Facebook page didn't see a problem here. I'm absolutely shocked. And I think...
Shocked for what?
I think, first of all, well, if you let me finish, I think, first of all, you're all hypocrites, complete hypocrites, and I'll explain why in a moment. You're hypocrites, and as well, you're trying to be politically correct here, because I'm telling you now, if I came on the show today... Okay, so let's just get the age again. It's 21 versus 49, okay? So 49 isn't far off my age, mm-hmm. but I am.
It is only one year.
One or five. So if I came on today and said, lads, hey, I have a bit of news for you now. What's your news, Jeremy? I have a new girlfriend. I'm in a relationship. Jeez, I love her. Oh, my God. I love her. So much in common. She's the business. And you all discovered that she was 21 years of age, that she'd literally had her 21st birthday party. Her 21 kisses were literally only had last week. You would be all calling me pedo, groomer, nonce. And by the way, you wouldn't be far wrong for saying stuff like that. Yet, because it's the same sex, and this isn't homophobic.
I don't know if there's a difference, is there?
Well, there clearly is. There clearly is, because amount of people that are saying, okay, first of all, they're saying there's nothing being done wrong. I'm not suggesting that there's a law being broken here. There isn't a law being broken here. But I find something, and it's not a homophobic thing. It's not a homophobic thing. I'd say the same if it was a straight relationship. There's something very, very creepy about a man who is 49
nearly
years
50,
old.
Nearly 50. Dating a 20-year-old.
Dating a 21-year-old.
Well, he was 20 when they started dating.
Sorry, yes. So essentially, did he get together when he was 20? So 49 versus 20.
Okay, the main thing is, okay,
the main thing is this is creepy as hell.
Creepy in what way? What's creepy about it? They're both adults. This lady's son is 21 now. He's an adult.
I want to get, because I'm really, really annoyed at the lies that you're all telling, and that you're not even being truthful to yourselves. You're all saying, oh, live and let live, live and let live. I'm telling you now, if you're, let's just change the genders again and say it's your 20-year-old daughter. Like, Adrian, your daughter, when she was 20, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Had she arrived home with a 50-year-old man, well, that would have sent you over the edge.
I don't know if it would send me over the edge.
You'd be back on the cigarettes.
It would freak me out, yes, I'm not going to lie. However...
Why can this man...
When you're an adult, you can do what you want.
Yes, nobody is saying that it's legally wrong. I didn't say it's legally wrong. But my question would be, what does a 50-year-old man see in a young fella? And you all, none of you have a problem with it. Now, I don't think, I wouldn't use the word groomer for that.
Mm.
But I think it's morally reprehensible.
So this lady says, I'm sorry, but there's nothing normal about a man who's nearly 50 being in a relationship with my son.
She's absolutely right, and she's right to have it. And the amount of people hating on this mother, you would all react the exact same way if your young fella, your little boy, arrived home with a granddad. Like, I'm sorry. You need to be honest with yourselves and realise that this is a bit creepy. What do they have in common, or any of that is really none of your business. No. Now, we have the foresight here and the added advantage here of that we've seen a photograph of both of them at the 21st birthday party. Now, we did it because we looked at the Facebook page. The mother didn't send it to us. It's on the Facebook page. And obviously, we can't post that Facebook page to you guys because it's a private photograph. Mm-hmm. But there's a photograph of them.
They look their age. Yes, I agree.
The guy
who's 50 is grey-haired. He's grayer than I am.
Yeah.
You don't
look your age, in fairness. You look younger. He does look 50.
Well, he looks older than 50, actually,
because he's
gray, to be honest.
I suppose.
And the young fella looks like a young fella.
But
that's not the issue here. What is the problem?
I'm finding that looking at that photograph very unsettling. That's all I'm saying. That a 50-year-old man, and Ross is saying the mother's throwing the toys out of the pram because she can't control her son's life. She doesn't want to control his life. That she never said.
All she said was,
he keeps us
awake at night.
Sorry, are you reading the wrong email?
No.
Well, why are people saying that she wants to control his life? Where did she say that?
She didn't say that. I'm sorry, but there's nothing normal about a man who is nearly 50 being in a relationship with my son just gone 21. Can you find out what's going on here? Why can this old man not date in his own generation?
Okay, we're
going
to try and get this fellow on in a second, Andy. He says, this is creepy. Thank you. It only took 4 hours for people to come around to my way of thinking. This is creepy as hell. It has nothing to do with being gay. That is too big of an age difference. In 10 years' time, they want different things.
The relationship might break
up.
A
young man should be meeting people his own age. There's an 8-year difference between me and my partner. That's absolutely, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I just find this, pardon my French, creepy as fuck. And anybody...
Okay, but let's have that conversation. Do you find it creepy as fuck, as Jeremy just said, for a 49, nearly 50-year-old man to be dating a 21-year-old man? In fact, they started dating when he was only 20. Mammy and Daddy just met him at his 21st recently, and they are completely and utterly freaked out by it.
By the way, the parents are not trying to control what he's doing. They're not going to control his life. They can't.
It's not a homophobia thing either, because they've been totally supportive of him since he came out at 18.
This is simply about your son arriving at his 21st. 3 years ago he was doing his leaving cert, lads. 3 years ago he was doing his leaving cert, and he's arriving with a man. What? Okay, can someone then answer the question for me? I want someone to answer this question before the end of the podcast, yeah? And here is my simple question, okay? What do you think, you guys, who pontificate every day and think you know everything, what do you think a 50-year-old man sees in a 21-year-old? What do you think?
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, like Sean does.
Yeah, I think the mother needs to put out of this relationship. She's already classed him as a groomer, so like it's only obvious that she's going to cause problems down the road. He's an adult. He's free to date anyone he wants, really, you know, as long as they're not minor. It's a joke. And the fact that he's branded a groomer is ridiculous. I think that shit needs to stop with men as well. You wouldn't get an older woman dating a younger man being called a groomer, you know. I think she needs to put out and let him live his life. It's his life. It's his choice.
Somebody says, how do we know that the young man didn't come on to the older man? And that may have been the case.
Sorry, because I have a lot of friends who are gay, and believe me, this is very common in the gay community. I don't know about the lesbian community, but in the gay community, it is very, very common for young gay men to go for daddies, isn't it? For daddies or bears or whatever they are. But the mother and father are not trying to control it. Every single one of you who's a parent there, you will have an opinion on the relationship that your son or daughter has. So it's not abnormal to have an opinion on the relationship. And I'm sure when you first met, you're very lucky. Both your kids have very nice partners.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine if you didn't approve of them?
Oh, no, it's difficult. It is very, very difficult for a parent.
I'm telling you now, if Laura came home with a badger, a grey-haired badger, yeah, you'd be up the walls.
Then we go to Keigo. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Keigo?
How are we, lads? Happy Friday.
Indeed, how are you? What do you want to say on this?
Just, I think everyone's been a little bit too 2025 with this. It's not about being gay. It's not about any of that sort of stuff. It's about your kid. They're grown-ups. They can do what they want. That's fine. But if you're a 22-year-old daughter who's always going to be a baby to you, even though she's 22, comes in with a 49-year-old, if when my baby grows up and is 22 and comes in with a 49-year-old, there'll be parts of him found all around the country. They have nothing,
what I was about to say. Love is blind and doesn't differentiate based on age.
Well, thankfully it is blind. I wouldn't be married if it had its full sight. But the thing is, right, like I agree with Jeremy today, first time this year, but it's like, look, let's just break it all the way down, right? They're both grown-ups, fair play. When I was 22, right, a young, straight 22-year-old with a full head of hair, I had nothing in common with a 49-year-old woman, no matter what my internet history would say. But I think when you've got this going on, there's nothing good going to come out of it, right? Like, you can have your taste, you can have your preference, but there's 27 years in the difference. As my granny used to say, don't ride people the same age as your parents.
In this case, this guy is older than his dad.
Case closed. That's the end of the show today, guys. There you go.
Well, no. There you go. What? The fact is, they're in a relationship, and this mother isn't happy. But like, what could she even do about it? Nothing.
Well, if we go back, you know, today or yesterday, when you were 22, right? Would you have gone out to the boozer and seen someone the same age or a couple of 8 years older than your mum and said, "Jeannie Mac, I'll buy her a gin and tonic"? That's what we're talking about. It's not, normal is the wrong word.
Okay, but as you said, love is blind. Your issue here is, though, this severe age difference. We're talking 27 years, yeah?
100%. Even ordinary level maths tells you it's a bad idea.
Yeah, but actually we're talking 28 years. So it was 28 years when they actually met. It's a big age gap, all right. But do you find it a bit creepy then? Because a lot of people are saying this old man, the 49-year-old, should have walked away. Even if it was the young fella that came on to him, he should have walked away and said, "You're too young for me."
100%. If you're 40 and you're at a pub and someone comes up and starts chatting you up and they look too young, they are too young. Leave them alone. It's ridiculous. There's nothing in common. That they have nothing in common.
How do you know they've nothing in common?
No, but to say they don't have anything in common is just being a bit, you know, it's being very 2025 of you, Adrian. Like, when you were 22, what did you have in common in a social setting with your mum?
Okay, well, I'll give you an example. Casey, who works with us here on the podcast, yeah, is exactly 20 years younger than me, and I get on with her like a house on fire. Get on with her really well.
It's definitely not a fanciable thing because you're both repulsive.
But my point is, I get on with her like a house on fire.
Yep.
Always have done, and there's a 20-year age gap.
I find that really weird. I always find that weird. I've always said that.
What, did I get on so well with Casey?
Yeah.
What's weird about it? Honestly, what is weird about it?
She's younger than your daughter. Like,
she's not younger than my daughter, but she's a little bit older than my daughter.
I mean, you do have something in common. You both work in the same industry. That's what you do have in common. But if you met her in a bar, you wouldn't chat to her.
Oh, no, I have done. I have met her in the bar and I have chatted to her.
Because you know her now, you dope.
But my point is, there's a 20-year age gap between us, and we get on really, really well, and we always have done. Now, the point I'm trying to make is you can have stuff in common with somebody who's dramatically different in age.
But I asked a question, and I'll put it to Keegan in a sec. I asked a question, and nobody has had the balls to answer the question so far. So you still have time to answer the question. And my question to all of you, once again, was, what do you think a 50-year-old man sees in a 21-year-old young fella?
So, in fact, somebody messaged in a while ago, the fact that they're in a relationship shows that this older guy has no morals at all, because if he did have morals at all, he would have walked away from that young fellow.
Well, there's worse coming up in a second, worse than that.
Oh, is there? Yeah. Okay. What would you say to that, Keigo, that if he had any morals at all, he would have walked away?
Look, I think that's fair, regardless of... What do you have in common? Like, I know you and Katie, you get along great. You're not married. You're not starting a relationship together. It's a very different dynamic. You can be friends with whoever you want, because you leave the office or you leave the pub and you go home. You're not getting married to her. What, you know, if you and Katie were married, think about that for a second.
Okay, yeah, no, that is very, very different, obviously.
Yeah,
but my thing about the, being able to connect with somebody, being able to be, have things in common, you can with that big age gap.
Friendship is very different to leaving your toothpaste in someone else's house. That's not code, but it's very, very different. You know, you can be friends with people, you can have acquaintances with people, all that. The age doesn't really matter, because it's a friendship. But when you move into a relationship, you know, you and Katie wouldn't have a relationship.
Oh, no, I'd kill her.
There you go.
Okay, stay there for a second, Keigo. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
How are you?
Well, Dara, is there something a bit odd? Is this mother right to be concerned that her 21-year-old little baby is dating a 49-year-old granddad? Well, he's not actually a granddad, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it is a bit odd or unusual. You know, it's not the norm. But then at the other side, like, it doesn't shock me, because, I mean, I have a few friends and in the gay community, I do feel like this is more common than maybe the public realises.
No, it is very, very common. I know of three relationships, three gay relationships, where one of them is much younger than the other.
Yeah, and I mean, when I was even a student, when I was in my 20s as well, like, a lot of the gay lads I would have been friends with, they were literally having affairs with married men in their 50s who would have had 3 or 4 kids at home, growing up nearly the same age as them. You know, and it's all very secretive. Like, it's not unusual, like, I think, for a fling situation, but generally any of the friends I have now will be settled down with men, you know, their own age and not the older ones. So I do think it's more of a fling type situation if it happens. Like you say, I don't know, there are very different stages of life. So, like, that's what would worry me, is that you're at completely different stages in your life. I mean, when my daughter is 21, I'll be only 46. So imagine if she's dating someone pretty much my age, you know, like, that would be crazy.
That's what I was about to say. Would that completely freak you out? If she came home, as is the case in this one, where he's actually older than the dad, older.
Well, yeah, well, like, I try and picture that. Imagine if I was on the dating scene then, and she's dating someone from the same friend group as, like, someone I'm potentially dating in the same age group. Like, that would be bizarre, you know. But then, like, again, I'm not really one to pass judgment. I think it very much depends on the person. Some 21-year-olds could be very, very mature compared to others. You know, it really depends on the person as well. Obviously, it is unusual. But I think it really depends on the people as well, you know.
Do me a favour, Dara, stay there for a second. I want you to have a listen to this message. I just want to get a quick comment from you on this message.
Afternoon, lads. Great topic. Sorry I can't come on now this afternoon. There's a couple of ways you could look at this. I do agree with Jeremy. That bloke is a nonce, first and foremost. That's way too old. If it was an older man with a younger woman, he'd be getting called every name under the sun. Well, another way you could look at it is, maybe the young fella is playing the long game. Your man might have a few bob in the bank, you know, snake in the grass. He'll inherit the lot if he keeps going with him. So that's my thoughts, guys. Great topic, Ian.
Well, Dara, firstly, he used the word nonce, that this guy is a nonce, and he should not be with this fella.
I don't agree. And that guy's accent tells me everything. Pure country bugger, old mentality, black and white. I don't like the use of that kind of language, because he's not. It's not paedophilia when he's, you know, the guy's of age. Yeah, it's a huge age gap, but you can't be going around throwing around terms like nonce.
Yeah, and
like,
sorry, can I just say as well, and I know, I hope he's being flippant when he says that, there is no...
There's nothing that, illegal. No,
there's nothing illegal.
Obviously,
going on
there's nothing illegal here. Basically, what Martin is saying is that this guy, the young fella, might know exactly what he's doing. Your man might have a few bob, and mind you, you're talking about Martin. He'd be hanging around. He could be hanging around for 30 years.
Yeah, 40 that's, years. That's his whole life. I don't think it's that necessarily, like, but maybe 50. Your man is in a good financial position and he's able to treat him and bring him out. And maybe, yeah, he does like an older man who's settled and can provide that life for him. But it doesn't mean he's waiting around until he dies to get an inheritance.
No, I don't think so.
I highly doubt that.
Okay, but so the bottom line is... You're not going to judge them for it, but you wouldn't be happy if your daughter came in with somebody older than you. That's the point, isn't it?
I'd find it very hard to wrap my head around, you know, when we get to those ages. Yeah, I mean, again, I don't like to judge, and it's very, like, individual situations. But, yeah, I'd be a little bit freaked out if it was my own daughter.
Good to talk to you as always, Dara. Thanks very much indeed. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Here is Jess.
You're asking, what does a 50-year-old have in common with a 21-year-old? I'll flip it around and ask, what does a 21-year-old have in common with a 50-year-old? Because I bet you anything, he's looking at the 50-year-old thinking, grand, he'll have his house and everything, he'll have a job. He's just looking for his sugar daddy, Silver Fox, to look after him and to call daddy in the bedroom. Because I bet you his daddy is, and that's why he's looking for someone that's nearly twice his age. If anyone's the manipulator and anyone's in the wrong, it's the fucking young fella. I wouldn't be blaming the young fella. I'd be looking at the young guy. If he was my son, I'd be looking at him saying, why are you not going for people your own age? Why do you need someone who's more or less your dad? Don't be blaming the young fella. Just saying. I think it's the young fella who's the problem.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Well, what do you think of this situation? The guy is 21. He's dating a 49-year-old.
And what? They're two consenting adults.
They may well be. They are. Yeah, I agree.
That's what I'm saying. They're doing nothing wrong. Mammy needs to cut the umbilical cord here and say, like, she can't. He's 21. He's not a baby anymore.
I know, but one of the points that was made, and I can kind of hear where they're coming from.
It's creepy.
Why is it creepy?
That the 49-year-old, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, the young fella's only out of school. He's 21, right? The 49-year-old should have had the morals to walk away and not let a relationship develop.
What if they have a proper connection? What if they have a connection? What if this is, what if it is true love? And we're all sitting here judging it. They're consenting adults. They're doing nothing wrong. Like, seriously, what are they actually doing wrong?
Nothing legally, nothing at all.
But what else are they doing wrong?
Okay, a lot of people see it as being morally wrong, that the older guy should have said, I'm not having this. I don't want a relationship with one young.
Let me ask Lorraine a question. Okay, Lorraine, let's change it around now. Okay, so the man is 50 years of age, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And he's dating a 17-year-old man, 17-year-old young fella, still in school.
But he's not 17, no, so there's no point in even asking me that question.
No, I'm asking you, because you're all about not legally wrong. So how would you feel if your man was 70 and still doing his leaving cert?
That's completely different.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not different.
He's still in school. A 17-year-old is still in school and doesn't know his own mind.
So hang on. So if your measure of what an adult is someone that's not still in school, sure, there's 26-year-olds who go back and do the leaving cert. So, you know, school doesn't make you...
A 17-year-old doesn't know their arse from their elbow, in all fairness. I just think they're 21. He's 21. He's not a baby anymore. There's a age gap between me and my partner. When I met my partner, he had 5 kids.
And what's the age gap?
No, it's not that big. It's 12 years. But he had 5 kids when I met him, and he was 12 years older than me.
Okay, but would you not be horrified if one of your kids in years to come brought somebody home and introduced you to them, and that somebody was older than you? Would that not horrify you?
If my kids are the age of 21 and 22, what can I say? Sorry, no, I disagree. And what, have them go against me and do it anyways. What's the point? He's a consenting adult. That's my view. He's a consenting adult. He's 21. How do we know these two don't have a genuine connection? Like, they're into the same thing.
I know, but really, how can you have a genuine connection when somebody is when there's 28 years between you?
No, but let me ask Lorraine a question that you've all avoided. What do you think a 50-year-old man sees in a 21-year-old?
They could have lots in common, Jeremy. They could have that. They could be into sports. They could be into theater. They could be into How do we know that?
No, I'm talking about physically, because you don't know what someone's interests are when you meet them in a bar or whatever.
We could think he's good looking.
So if I turn around and said I find 20-year-old girls attractive, how would you feel about that?
You find 20-year-old girls attractive then, Jeremy?
No. Yeah, you're just repeating what I said. If I turned around and said...
No, but if you do, that's
you.
Oh,
my God, I love 20-year-old girls. I love 20-year-old girls.
Lorraine, you'd think of him as a dirty old man. You would.
And you'd be worse.
You would.
No, I wouldn't.
You would.
I wouldn't.
Most people would. Most people would.
I just feel like we're all judging this on age, because there's a big age gap. What if this is true? What if he actually genuinely loves this bloke and this is true love and we're all sitting here judging it?
Because a lot of people think it's just, as Jeremy said, a little bit creepy. I'm not saying it is, but a lot of people think it's a bit creepy. What in God's name?
And what if the 21-year-old pursued him? As Jess said in her message, what if the 21-year-old pursued him?
And he may have, but the old fella should have walked away.
Why?
Because... He should have just had...
But why? They're two consenting adults, Adrian. That's the point. They're not kids. They're not 12 and 13-year-olds.
Okay, but the young fella was a kid only a few years ago.
Yeah, but he's not anymore. He's 21.
So supposing he was 17. That's legal, the age of consent.
You can keep saying, for supposing he's 17, Jeremy, he's not 17.
No,
he's 21.
Would you have a problem with a 50-year-old and a 17-year-old?
If 17-year-old is still in school, he's still in school. That's completely different. Okay. This guy is 21.
And he's in college. School, college, same thing.
But he's 21. He's not 16, 17. He's 21 is my point. They're two consenting adults. They are doing absolutely nothing wrong. Will we have the same conversation if it was two women or a man and a woman?
We have had the conversation,
We have. That's not a problem. Like... Why is everyone freaking out over the age difference?
Because it's a very significant age difference. It's 28 years, nearly 30 years.
Okay. He's still 21. He's not a kid. He's not a 16, 17-year-old. He's 21. How do we know that he didn't go pursue him and this is the...
No, we don't know. Okay, so you're basically saying, even though it might freak you out a little bit if one of your kids came in with somebody older than you, there's nothing you can do about it.
Sure, I'm only a couple of years younger than my stepdaughter. Age is just a number. If they're happy, leave them off.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Did Lorraine forget that they met when he was 20, though? He was literally 20.
Yeah, no, I don't think she's forgotten that fact.
So he probably only got his leaving cert results when he was 20, Lorraine.
You get your leaving cert results when you're 18, Jeremy.
Yeah, or not 20.
I just think you're making light of something that's actually quite serious, that we have here a man who is 50, yeah?
Yeah.
You have a man here who is 50 who is sexually attracted to a 21-year-old.
Now you're implying...
Well, you're making it...
Now you're saying
the 21-year-old didn't pursue him and finds him sexually attractive?
Oh, there isn't. I know this from talking to young gay mates. There's two kinds of gay mates I have. I have gay mates who will only date within their own age group. And
my brother is gay.
And then I have other gay mates who literally love bears. They love the older man. They want a father figure. I don't get it because I'm not gay. I don't get that whole thing. But I'm telling you, Lorraine, I'm going to come on the podcast next week and say I have a new girlfriend. I broke up with my wife for a 20-year-old. No, that's what I'm going to say. And I'm telling you, no, but you wouldn't hear that.
Some people would be high-fiving you for that.
I don't think
exactly.
Yeah, they would.
Oh, they would.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Darren!
Did you not know, Jeremy? The gay community can do whatever they want with no backlash or nothing. But if that was a 60-year-old woman or a 50-year-old man dating a 19 or 20-year-old woman, which you were talking about there a few weeks ago, everyone would be going mad calling a pervert. But because he's gay, it's okay.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Samantha, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Samantha?
so shocky, isn't it? It's just not nice. It doesn't sit well at all, does it? And I have to agree with everything Jeremy's saying today. Absolutely everything he's saying today.
Okay, so you find it creepy?
You don't have to agree with this. I'm right in this.
Well, no, I don't have to, but you're right there. But I do agree with you.
Okay, so what part do you agree with? Everything he said. He said it was creepy. He said
it is.
What else?
It's just horrible, like Jeremy said. If he came in next week and said he's dating a 20-year-old, I'd call him a pervert. I'd call him a weirdo. It's just not right. There's nothing right about it.
Well, hang on. As Lorraine said a moment ago, he's doing nothing illegal. So how can you possibly call him a pervert?
Come here. I think everybody's just trying to be PC here now. I really do say.
Lorraine, what do you say?
What does he see in a 20-year-old lad? What does he see in him?
Okay, Lorraine, let me go back to you. It's a bit pervy. We're all being too PC here.
Yeah. The word pervert gets thrown around. Why? How is he a pervert? He's 21. It's not a 12-year-old kid he's going after. It's a 21-year-old bloke. He's no more. He's not a pervert. So that don't use.
All
that
right, Lorraine. Have you got kids?
I have three.
So say you have a 4-year-old child and a 14-year-old child comes in and wants to bring him out to play. Would you be okay with that?
That's different.
No, it's not.
It is. It's completely different. My 4-year-old isn't going to sleep with a 13-year-old.
Well, do you know what? A 4-year-old wouldn't have anything in common with a 14-year-old, just like a 21-year-old hasn't got anything in common with a 50-year-old.
I just think he's making such a big deal out of this. He's 21, he's 49. They're two consenting adults who are doing nothing absolutely wrong.
Consenting, you're right. Yeah, he is of the age of consent, but it's just wrong, Lorraine. It's just weird. It's horrible.
Why is it weird?
And if it was a girl, it'd be more. We'd be all like, oh my God, that's disgusting. I mean, we'd be calling them all the names.
I don't know.
I just think it's very strange. Very, very strange. Like, I just don't know what they'd have in common. Like, what would the 60-year-old have as a conversation every night with a 20-year-old?
How do we know they don't have things in common? Maybe they both like going to the theatre. Maybe they both like sports. Maybe they both like the same music. Like, we don't know anything about their relationship, and yet we're all here judging it.
Yeah, but that's what it's all about. That's what the show is about, for to judge.
I know, but what I'm saying
but
is...
I have to say, Lorraine, no. When you couldn't agree with me with a 4-year-old child playing with a 14-year-old
child.
That is
different. My 4-year-old isn't going to sleep with the 13-year-old. These two are actually in a relationship. That is completely different. And as for a 4-year-old going out with a 4-year-old, I have got a 4-year-old who goes out to play with his 12-year-old brother and his friends.
Well, a minute ago you said no.
Lorraine, think about this. Think about this for a second. Okay, you're 4-year-old right now, yeah? Ending up going out with somebody who is currently, listen to this now, who is currently 32. And your 4-year-old ends up going out with that person in years to come. Currently, at this moment, this person is 32, okay? And when your daughter becomes an adult, she ends up dating that guy who's 32 and she's 4.
If she comes into me, if my daughter comes into me at the age of 21, 22 and is happy with a bloke, I can't say at that age. She is of age. She's 21, 22. What am I supposed to say? No, I'm not agreeing with you. I'm disowning you.
The more you push somebody to say
I disagree with this relationship, the more you push that person into their arms.
No, I think it's the way you bring them up as well, the way you nurture them got grown up, you know, that they take on your advice.
Yeah, totally agree. As I said, my partner is older than me. When I met my partner, he had an ex-wife and 5 kids. No, but what I'm saying is my parents totally disagree with it when I came home. Did I listen? No.
So what's the age gap between you and your partner, Lorraine?
It's only 12 years.
12 years, okay. It wouldn't be right for me now at all.
Okay, but it's not on the severe end, like 28 years.
No, it's not
years,
on the severe end.
In this particular case. So let me ask you then, Samantha, you believe that this man, the mature man, the 49-year-old, the nearly 50-year-old, you think that he should have walked away, do you? Do you think he should have resisted getting into a relationship with one so young?
I do indeed. I definitely do. Like, I don't even know who approached who at the beginning.
None of us do.
Oh, we don't know that, do we not?
No.
Well, I just think if the young guy approached the old man, he should have stepped away. And I definitely think it's strange if the old man approached the young guy. I just think that's so weird.
I don't understand the weird bit. I mean, I can. I'm in my 50s. I'm in my 50s, and I can look at a woman in her 20s and say she's gorgeous.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to go with her, would you?
No, no, no. I wouldn't want to
go with her every night and hold a conversation with her and go to the nightclub and listen to the shit music they listen to nowadays, you know?
No, it's probably not. Right. No, probably not.
You know, and she's going to be sitting on the sofa reading all our magazines or on TikTok all day and talking rubbish, you know, and sending you TikTok pictures or whatever goes on it. You know, that's what I'm saying to you. And you'd be bored out of your tits on that. You want somebody your own age that you have the same things in common, that you want to do the same thing. Do you know, that man that's in his 50s now or coming up to his 50s, I'm sure, right, it's Friday night now. I'm sure all he wants to do when he comes home from work tonight is probably have a lovely meal, sit down and watch a bit of telly, have a glass of wine, whatever. Where the young lad at 21, he probably wants to go clubbing. He probably wants to go into town. He probably wants to go into town at 1 o'clock in the morning when the all go in, you know. Your man's asleep on the sofa.
And I'm not being judgmental here, Samantha, but I'm looking at the photograph of the 21st birthday party and it looks like a granddad and his grandson.
It doesn't look like a father and son. It doesn't look like a grandfather and grandson.
And I'm telling you, you would all have a completely different opinion if I was to post that photograph on our Facebook page, wouldn't they, Adrian?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And thanks very much, Samantha. Thank you. And let me just read one final message. Excuse me. Boys, you should do a topic on gay women age gaps. My new girlfriend is... gay women, age gaps with gay women. My new girlfriend is 60 and I'm 32. So we have 16. Everything in common, so screw the haters.
Well, that's illegal.
What do you mean it's illegal?
16 and 32.
Yeah.
That's a paedophile.
What?
16.
Who said 60?
Oh, I thought you said... Sorry, start that again.
My new girlfriend is 60 and I'm 32.
Jesus.
So it's 28 years as well as this case.
So...
A 32-year-old is going out with a 60-year-old. We have everything in common.
Oh, no, you've nothing in common. Oh, my God. That is absolute... 60...
Yeah, and 32.
And 32.
Yeah. Interesting. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter.